This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Cassandra Peterson on the hotline right now.
It's been a minute since we've spoken. Hold on.
Born September 17th in Manhattan, Kansas, our next guest worked as a go-go dancer in her teens before moving to Las Vegas to become the youngest showgirl in the city's history. She hung with the likes of Elvis Presley, Tom Jones, and Jimi Hendrix, and sang with an Italian rock band before launching a career that would make her a household name as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Since the early 80s, she's reigned supreme as the Queen of Halloween. She told her story in the book, Yours Cruelly. And you can keep up with her through her website, Elvira.com. Please welcome the woman known to the world as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Cassandra Peterson.
Cassandra, how have you been?
I'm good, Johnny. I missed you.
I missed you. I have such a strange sense of pride that you grew up just near Kansas City. And for whatever reason, I'm always like, she's ours. She's all Elvira's ours.
I know. No, I love it. I'm proud about it, too.
I was going back through your book, which, by the way, is so good. Yours Cruelly, Elvira.
Thank you.
Well, people don't know, man. You grew up so genuine and, you know, you had some really hard times, and your family was really blue-collar, and everything that you went through, and as we get older, we realize it shapes who we are as adults, right?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, for real. And some of it's funny, like your grandma going crazy with the pharmacist in town is sad, but made me laugh out loud.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Thanks for bringing that up, Johnny. Okay.
But all of it to, like, you know, as a kid, you were, and it's worth talking about, you were burned so badly. And the reason I bring it up, you were a little kid who yanked a hot pot off the stove, and you had to come down to KU Med and get terrible grafts at a time when the only way you could go through that was just, it was medieval and painful. And it's terrible now, but it was unbelievably hard then for a little kid.
Yeah. Thankfully I don't remember any of it. It's only what people told me, because when you go through such pain and trauma, you don't, your mind blocks it out.
Right.
All I had to remember by was all the scars, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's why I brought it up, is we only know you, America, as Elvira, the character, this beautiful siren, you know, this, the queen of Halloween, that so beautiful and funny. And, but people don't know what you went through to get to where you are now. Like everything that you carry with you, you know, that's what always makes me crazy about stories when I read your book.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm kind of glad you pointed that out. I think people think celebrities just like spring out of the ground and they're celebrities or, you know, actors or, you know, singers, whatever. All of them pretty much go through a lot of struggle in their lives and come from some very interesting places. I'm a big autobiography reader, especially of rock artists. I just love that. And actors. And I think, you know, if people read more of that, they'd appreciate the artists more, because Yeah, generally. I don't know of too many famous artists who were born super wealthy and became famous. Do you? Maybe none, I think.
No. There's a handful that you'll get, like trust fund babies, like Warren DeMartini from Rat. But his story's not very interesting, to be honest with you. But Stephen Piercy from Rat, his is very honest and very interesting where he came from, if you read his book.
I'd like to read it.
His Rat and Roll book. So, yeah, no, it's you're absolutely right. It always comes from a place of hardship, a place where you're trying to find your path in this life and trying to be seen or heard. And, you know, when you were, what were you doing? Hullabaloo was the name of the little teen club that you won a go-go girl contest. You were a young kid, though. I mean, you were 14 or 15.
Yeah, I was 14. Yeah, but I almost won that contest. I came in second place, but I still won prizes and got to be in a parade. So, that was kind of my launching pad into show business. Although as a little kid, I really, really wanted to be in show business. I don't know. It got it in my head and couldn't give it up.
That's wonderful. And you didn't. And then you go to Vegas. You're a showgirl. You're only 17 years old. And as heavy as that can be, you think about, like, Elvis Presley. You guys kind of went on a date, and he gave you great advice. He was like, you got to get out of here. You got to go. You got to chase the dream.
Yeah, I tell you, I really, if it hadn't been for Elvis, I'm not kidding. I've said this 1,000 times, but I was the youngest showgirl in Las Vegas. I would now be the oldest showgirl in Las Vegas. You know, really, right? If I hadn't met Elvis and he hadn't given me that advice, I thought I had reached the pinnacle of my career, you know, at 17. Whoa, I'm a showgirl. That was a big deal, you know, for someone coming from Kansas, you know, a farm girl. So I thought, wow, this is it. And he gave me the incentive to move on and to do more. And so, yeah, life-changing moment.
And that's it. People don't realize, like, understand, like, if you grew up from Manhattan, Kansas, you were a farm girl. Now you're in Vegas. And it's a time when, you know, women weren't treated, you know, great. And to have a superstar, the biggest superstar in the world, take a moment and honestly give you a bit of love and put their hand on your back, even if it's just the smallest thing, it's that moment you took a different path, went through a different door, and it changed everything.
And absolutely. I mean, you know, if Joe Schmo would have told me the same advice, I doubt I would have taken it. But, you know, coming from Elvis, it's I better listen.
Yeah, and you move on. And by the way, the other thing, there's so many things, but the fact you've always stayed in control of your own image, of Elvira, you've controlled your brand. Every starlet in the world, every time you open up a People magazine, Cosmopolitan, whatever it is, TMZ, they talk about how they're getting just used. Somebody else is in control. There's a Svengali manager. There's an agent. There's somebody else, and they've almost always written away their rights. You have maintained everything. You've always been able to. You knew what was going on. You knew the game at an early age.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I found it as I went along, and it wasn't like I, you know, knew it in the beginning, but little by little, I did realize what I had. Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, and I always used to talk about he and I being the two members of the most exclusive club in the world, and that is two completely unique characters who own all their rights. I don't think anybody else does. Maybe in the rock world, I could include Kiss, Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper. You know, I consider them characters.
Sure.
And they own all the rights. But in the acting world, I believe Pee Wee and I were the only two that were able to do that. And it's funny, we both came out of the Groundlings comedy troupe in L.A., which is where we met.
And that's where you guys do an improv. And, you know,
I just went, last week I went to the 50th reunion.
How was it?
50th reunion, oh my God, of the Groundlings. Woo.
You know, everything from pinball, which, by the way, I have a great friend, Pinball Jeff, he waited 2 hours Texas Pinball Festival to meet you to get it signed. And we both agree that all three of the Elvira pinball machines are absolutely insane. They're all three of them are great.
Thank you. I love them. And I had to get them out of my office because I spent way too much time playing pinball and not doing work. No. I do have one still here, Scared Stiff, which I love. I've got
one.
A couple others in storage, but I got to say, they're really, really fun games. And I am a pinball aficionado. I don't can't say that I'm really great at doing it. I just love doing playing pinball.
Me too. Hey, we go to Texas every year, and I've got three in my kitchen. I've got an AC/DC, a Kiss, and a Guns N' Roses. And actually, I have four, so I have one in the living room, an old Evel Knievel one.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. I love it.
No, and you, I mean, on everything from slot machines across the board. And then, you know, this book that you wrote, Yours Cruelly, Elvira, is, I mean, you're wide open on it. You really, you tell the stories that, you know, your difficulties with your mom and your family, your difficulties through Hollywood and coming through to living a life like you lead now, an honest, open life, and not having to hide who you are.
Thank you. That was a big deal for me. I had been hiding the fact that I was in a same-sex relationship for quite a long time because, you know, I'd always been with men. I'd been married for 25 years. I have a daughter. And I don't know, I just met this person and we were friends for 6 years and then we fell in love. I don't know what happened. Don't ask me. But I kept it quiet because I have known too many mostly gay men who were actors and came out and that was the end of their acting career. And I'm not kidding. This, no, I'm talking back in the, you know, 80s. But still, I was very paranoid about it. I mean, Elvira's like a, you know, like a sexy babe. And I thought all the straight guys that liked me were just going to turn their back on me. And thankfully, very few did. The people that did drop me, I kind of quadrupled that number on social media right after I announced that I was with a woman.
F them all. Listen, you live your life. You know what I mean? Like, who needs them? And it this doesn't matter. You've earned every dollar you've ever made. You've created new pathways for other women. You've shown people how to do it, men and women. Nah, you don't need them anyway. You're good to go.
Oh, my God. Can you be my PR guy? Can I hire you? You're the best, Johnny. Always.
Always love talking to you. Happy Halloween, my friend. And, you know, again, check out this book, Yours Cruelly, Elvira. It come out in paperback, elvira.com. Anywhere you get a chance to meet her, you're always welcome here, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. That was really sweet. And I hope you have a fantastic Halloween this year.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.